Welcome back, everybody, and welcome. If you're just joining us, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. And a little Paul Simon instrumental to calm us all down this fine Thursday afternoon. Folks, we are on the second to last day of Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state texto win contest. You can get qualified to win daily prizes and a grand prize of 2 club indoor tickets to watch Green Bay play Minnesota on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you there and back, a $1,500 plus value. You got to text in the word that I'm about to give you via the Civic Media app. Don't do it the old-fashioned way, but download that app for free wherever you get your apps from. The word to get entered to win this hour until 6 p.m. is cozy, C-O-Z-Y, as in you're going to want to stay cozy this November if you go to those football games. And again, we've got 2 potential tickets for you, club level indoor, and you will be indeed cozy, C-O-Z-Y. Good luck to everyone. Full contesting rules available at civicmedia.us. I'm joined by labor economist and associate director of the High Road Strategy Center, Laura Dresser. We're talking about the state of the workforce here in Wisconsin. Laura, we've been talking about the fact that we're seeing indicators in the economy here in Wisconsin as well, that despite numerous years coming out of the pandemic of economic expansion, wage increases, increasing employment, i.e. lowering unemployment levels, that there are warning signs flashing across the economy and here in the state of Wisconsin. What's interesting to me is that your report, The State of Working Wisconsin, which we will provide a link to in our show notes today, you can find it at workingwi.org, that's workingwi.org, is that even though there are some bright signs in the economy, there is incredible disparity in the state of Wisconsin. Not everyone is experiencing the economy in the same way. Tell us a little bit about that. These disparities are showing up on a number of axes.
Yeah, the disparities happen a lot of ways, geographically. There's a lot of growth in and around Dane County. There's less growth, higher unemployment rates. Away from that is a kind of rough, not perfect, but that's a lot, kind of the bottom line on the growth thing. There's also a kind of explosion of low wage service jobs that just don't work for workers. And when I say that, I mean they don't come with health insurance benefits. They pensions. They often don't even come with sick leave. This is the preponderance of jobs at the that are sort of accessible and available throughout the state tend to be these very low wage jobs. And while workers did a lot to make those jobs better, and we've seen wages at the bottom go up, it is still the case that those jobs don't provide health insurance, don't provide benefits, don't provide days off. Often workers in them are subject to different forms of harassment or even cheating by their employers. All that happens in the low-wage labor market. And I think that is a story that's just spread across the state, the struggle of trying to make things work in those sorts of jobs.
Including for small business owners that are struggling, including for the family farmers that are struggling to afford health insurance. And at the same time that we're seeing all of these incredible pressures, acute pressures being brought to bear on our lowest wage workers, and we're talking about folks that are basically right on the poverty line or slightly above it that are working, you've got Republicans in Congress that are basically having taxpayers subsidize the biggest tax giveaway to 100 millionaires, billionaires, and mega corporations while cutting and making it harder to access the benefits, healthcare, essential food, emergency assistance that helps keep these low-wage workers afloat in times of even more economic strife. Given the downturn of the economy, boy, are we getting set up for a disaster here?
Yeah, I mean, the structure of this latest, the One Big Beautiful Act bill or whatever.
I call it the Big Brutal Bill. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that one. The structure of that really is a redistributive, a broad redistributive sweep, delivering money to the top 1%, delivering the money to the elite and the billionaires. The Institute for Tax and Economic Policy, taxation and economic policy in DC did an analysis of what the top 1% of earners in the state would get back from the federal government because of the tax reform, $70,000 a year. The bottom 20% of families will get $70 lower taxes. And then the cost of healthcare on the marketplace, the availability of Medicaid, the food service, the financial aid, all of these that support low-wage working families go away.
Yeah, those numbers are important. ITEP did an analysis. Wisconsin's richest 1% will get a tax savings of approximately $70,000, which is a freaking rounding error to them. They won't even feel it. It doesn't make any difference. They're not going to reinvest the $70,000. It's just cash in hand. While the state's lowest 20% will only see a direct tax benefit of $70, while all of the rest of the stuff that they need to buy to live at even the most minimal level of human dignity will get more expensive. That is a net loss to the poorest and hardest working folks in our economy. It's a damn shame. Laura, will you come back with us and talk again when hopefully we've got some better news?
I will hope for better news, and I'd be delighted to talk whether the good news is bad or good. Yeah.
Thanks so much to Laura Dresser, Associate Director of High Road Strategy Center, a labor economist and expert on low-wage work and workforce development. Their annual report, The State of Working Wisconsin, is available. It is out there. You can get it at workingwi.org. We'll put the link also in our show notes. You can find those every day after our program concludes at civicmedia.us/shows. Just look for The Maggie Dawn Show. We'll have all of our sources and methods, if you will, posted there. When we come back, I talk about how the shutdown lies continue. It seems I can't find a single Republican. Oh, wait, I found one that actually spilled the beans. Don't go anywhere. That's all coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.